If you have your Bibles, let's turn in them to Genesis and chapter 17. Genesis 17, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 27. Can everybody hear me? Okay, Genesis 17, verses 1 through 27, and beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And God said, No. Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful, will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. For my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. So Abraham took Ishmael his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very same day, as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, and Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. That very same day Abraham was circumcised, and his son Ishmael, and all the men of his house, born in the house, or bought with money from a foreigner, or circumcised with him. And those are God's words. As God has made a covenant with Abraham in chapter 12, and then chapter 15, where it said that Abraham believed and it was accounted to him as righteousness. And so now that same covenant is further clarified, and the sign and seal of that covenant is given, and it's even so closely tied to the covenant promises that it's called a covenant. It says, "This is my covenant," verse 10, "which you shall keep between you and you and every," etc. "Every male among you shall be circumcised." And so as the promises go forth, so the sign and the seal are to be applied to Abram and his household, or Abraham and his household. And so we see the promises at the beginning of the chapter that those who believe are to walk before the Lord and be blameless. They're to obey the Lord. Then he's promised to be a father of many nations. His name is changed. He would not be a father of a nation, but a father of many nations or a multitude of nations. And he's promised many descendants and also the land of Canaan. And then again, the sign and the seal given was circumcision. Today, the same promises we have, as it says here, it's an everlasting covenant. The same promises are still the promises to us, but the sign has changed to baptism, and it's now applied to men and women. Here only males. And yet, when we come to Galatians, which we'll read in a second, we see it's applied to men and women. And then also we see that Sarai's name is changed to Sarah, and the promise to her as well to be a mother of nations, and that kings will come from her. And so it's kind of a hint at the Davidic covenant and the promise of the forever king in Jesus Christ. And then there's confirmation towards the end of the chapter that this must be from Sarah, this child and the descendants. It must be from Sarah through Isaac that we'll learn, and not through Ishmael by Hagar. And from this, Abraham, in obedience, circumcised all his household, it says, according to God's word. Well, we see that the promises are the same. The covenant promises are the same. In Galatians 3, it says this, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Just like Abraham believed, and it was credited to him as righteousness. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you, of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." See, the same promises to us, and that we are Abraham's offspring according to the faith, and therefore the sign is to be applied to us of baptism, which has been changed in the New Testament after Christ's resurrection. Let's pray. Our God, we're thankful as we worship you, as we come and we love your covenant promises. We love the promise that you gave to Abraham as an administration of the covenant of grace. As you promised there that we will number as those who are children and heirs by faith with the promises given to Abraham, we will be those descendants that number the stars in the heaven and the sand that is on the seashore in number. We're thankful for this. It is not just Jew, but Jews and Gentiles, all who believe. And the same, not only males, but females too. And slave and free, as we'll consider in the sermon, even this morning. And Father, we ask that you would confirm these blessings to us, these promises to us in Christ. If there are any here who don't know you, or who are listening, that you would call them to yourself, that they would be heirs, children of God. Father, we do ask that you would watch over us and care for us, that you would protect our congregation, you keep us healthy, that you would heal those who are sick, that you would strengthen our weak and feeble muscles and bones, even as we age and get older and older, nearing every day, as you have numbered our death on this earth, in which we long and look forward to entering into glory in our souls and being made perfectly holy and blessed forever. Father, we ask that you would encourage us in Christ, that you would spur us on in the faith and strengthen us in faith. Even we're thankful that we had the opportunity this last Lord's Day to celebrate the Lord's Supper and to be strengthened in faith, and also the sacrament of baptism, that we could look back to our own baptisms and the promises you communicated, even as they're communicated here in this passage. And so, Father, we pray that we would be blameless before you. We pray that you would make us holy and turn us from our sins, the many sins we've committed, even as we have not loved you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We've not loved our neighbor. This morning we'll consider that sin of stealing, which you say thou shalt not steal. And so, Father, we ask that you would cause us to be those who do not steal from you and do not steal from others. And then, Father, we ask that you would give us hearts that are content, satisfied, as we'll hear this evening, satisfied in all that you give us, that we would not be covetous, and that we would not be jealous for what other people have. But remember that we have all things in Christ Jesus, your Son, and we need nothing but Him. And everything else you give us is a blessing to us. It helps us with the food, the beds, the homes we have. We're thankful for them. We pray that you would continue providing for us these extra blessings that are above and beyond what we deserve and far beyond what we deserve, for we deserve the pains of hell forever because of our sin. But we're thankful that you have received us for Christ's sake, and that those who have believed, you have credited to us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we pray that we would trust what you say in your word, that you would grow us in assurance of our salvation, and even the assurance of the fact that you forgive us and pardon our sins in Christ your Son. Father, again, we pray for the churches seeking ministers. We pray for those in Oklahoma City and San Antonio who are looking for a minister now. We ask that you would be with, provide ministers for them, and that you would be with Denison and Columbia, the churches there, that you would bring about ministers soon, and their exams would go well in November at the Presbytery meeting. Father, we pray that you would have us to love you and serve you with all of our heart and all of our life. That you would give us zeal, grow us in that passion for the gospel, that we would go to all nations, wherever we go, that we would proclaim the gospel, call them to repent and believe, and we would invite them to worship you, that they would come into the church and be joined to the church, your church, and glorify you together with us. We pray for all the elect that you have and that you have called to yourself. Bring them to yourself at the right time. Use us, weak instruments as we are, to do so. And Father, we pray that you would be with us today, morning and evening, as we worship you. We pray that you would limit the distractions and that our hearts would be holy upon you, focused upon you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.